Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 7, verses 1 through 9, 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 1 through 39, and Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to chapter 11, verse 10. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rendering it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. O, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous. You who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 1 through 39. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ara the third, Nohah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gerar, Abihud, Abishu, Naaman, Ahoa, Gira, Shephaphan, and Haram. These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, that is, Heglam, who fathered Uzzah, and Ahihud, and Shaharim, fathered sons in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Bara, his wives. He fathered sons by Hodesh, his wife, Jabab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcham, Jehuz, Sakshia, and Marahma. These were his sons, heads of fathers' houses. He also fathered sons by Hushim, Abitub, and Eliphal. The sons of Eliphal, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Onon and Lod with its towns, and Barai and Shema. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who caused the inhabitants of Gath to flee, and Ahio, Shachshik, and Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Eshpha, and Johah were sons of Barai, Zebediah, Meshulam, Hezkai, Heber, Eshmerai, Eshliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elipal, Jachim, Zachari, Zabdi, Elianai, Zeliathai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beraiah, and Shemarath were the sons of Shimei, Eshpan, Eber, Elael, Abdon, Zechari, Hanan, Hanani, Elam, Anthothijah, Ifadiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak, Shamashariah, Shashahariah, Athaliah, Jarashaiah, Elijah, and Zechariah were sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of fathers' houses according to their generations, chief men. These lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maachah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nabdab, Gedor, Ahio, Zakir, and Milkloth. He fathered Shamae, Now, these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem. With their kinsmen, Ner was the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchi, Shaul, Abimadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Terai, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jehada, and Jehada fathered Elameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri fathered Mozah. Mozah fathered Benai. Rapha was his son. Elisha his son. Aziel his son. Aziel had six sons, and these are their names: Azrakam, Bachuru, Ishmael, Sarariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were sons of Azel, the sons of Eshek, his brother, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to chapter 11, verse 10. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Now, the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began to explain it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord is enough for us and the whole human race.